Now, this is a story of how Muskie thought he could take some eggs from the hen house without Deputy Dog stopping him from doing it. But Muskie is in for a real surprise. Now, let us see what really happened.
You all?
It was early morning, and Muskie, Tycoon, and Vincent Van Gopher were asleep in the treehouse when they heard the crowing of the rooster.
Breakfast time, Muskie. Time for you to get some eggs.
Okay, okay.
Muskie then awakened slowly and left the treehouse to fetch the eggs.
Old Deputy Dog never has been able to keep me out of the hen house.
At the mention of the word hen house, a fox suddenly poked its head out from behind the treehouse and tiptoed right behind Muskie. As they got to the fence surrounding the hen house, they saw a sign which read, "Keep Out." Muskie then scrambled under the fence to the entrance of the hen house, with the fox right behind him. But, to his surprise, Deputy Dog was sound asleep, with his gun across his knees. Muskie tiptoed in, but as he started up the plank leading to the entrance of the hen house, the plank squeaked.
Oh, it's you, Muskie.
What's the matter with you, Deputy Dog? Ain't you gonna stop me from egg taking?
You can have every egg in the hen house, Muskie.
Poor old Deputy Dog. He done addlepated from sitting in the sun too long.
Well, Muskie went right over to a nest and started looking for an egg.
You're cold, Muskie. Awfully cold.
Am I getting warmer, Deputy Dog?
You're cold and you're gonna stay cold there, Muskie.
Oh, come on, Henrietta. Aren't you gonna give me just one little old egg?
You ain't gonna get no eggs from them. They're too scared. This is the best Henrietta could do, and she's the bravest hen in the hen house.
Holy, that's the most frightened-looking egg I ever did see.
There's a cotton-picking, hen-stealing fox on the loose, and...
As Deputy Dog was talking, he turned to leave the hen house, only to suddenly be confronted by the fox, who now had his gun and was pointing it right at Deputy Dog.
Now, just a doggone minute. Besides being a hen raider, you're now guilty of gun-taking. Now, let me have my gun. I said, let me have it, sir.
Well, the fox obliged by conking Deputy Dog on the head and knocking him down. He then picked up a hen and started to run away with it. But Deputy Dog tried to stop him, and the fox and Deputy Dog got into a real fight. Then, as the fox ran away with two hens, Muskie ran after him to stop him.
Oh, my! I gotta do something!
Muskie finally tackled the fox to the ground, and Deputy Dog came right behind and landed on the fox. And Deputy Dog and the fox continued their fight.
That a boy, Deputy Dog! Give him the old 1-2 there! You're hurting him there, boy. Just look at how his fist is swelling up. Lead with the left there, Deputy Dog. That's it. You got him now, boy. Keep punching there. You're tiring him out there, boy. He's not knocking you nearly as far as he would. Hold it there, Deputy Dog. You got him on the run.
But the fox got away with one of the hens and ran with it to his cave. Muskie looked through the window of the cave and was shocked.
My, oh, my. He's putting old Henrietta on the roasting pan.
Open up in the name of the legal law, please.
Let me help you there, Deputy Dog.
Stand back, Muskie. This is my private fight.
Deputy Dog then decided to break down the door of the cave with an enormous log. He took the log and ran with it straight for the door. But the fox grabbed the log from him, and poor Deputy Dog's head went right through the door instead of the log.
Ooh, my head bone!
No time to rest there, boy. He's heading back to the hen house.
Just a doggone minute there!
Deputy Dog was really fighting mad now, and the fox was right there standing at the entrance of the hen house with his fists straight out, waiting for Deputy Dog. As Deputy Dog ran toward the fox, he tripped and fell against the plank, causing the fox to be rocketed high in the air and into space, while Henrietta, the hen, escaped.
Oh, way, old Deputy Dog put that no good fox into orbit. Oh, way, look at him go. I'll bet he'll be clear out of the county by sundown.
Guess I took care of that no good vermin that time. Shucks, Henrietta, you weren't nothing.
Come on there, you cotton-picking hands. Cut short the celebrating and start producing.
Then the hens ran back into the henhouse and started to lay so many eggs that their house was soon standing on top of a giant mountain of hen eggs.
Man, that's what I call mass production.
For you, for helping me, Muskrat.
Now that's mighty generous of you, Deputy Dog. Deputy Dog, I just can't accept these hair eggs.
You gone crazy, Muskie? I gave them to you fair and square.
But I really don't need them. See?
Muskie then, from behind his back, took out two handfuls of eggs that he had taken from the henhouse when Deputy Dog wasn't looking. This infuriated Deputy Dog, and he ran after Muskie. Deputy Dog caught up with Muskie and put him right into jail for stealing those two handfuls of eggs. While in jail, Van Gopher came to visit Muskie.
Hey, Muskie, when's breakfast gonna be ready there, boy?
In about 30 days, Vince. About 30 days.